The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Another set of encouraging results from Rome Resources today. The company's been drilling at its Kalai project in the Democratic Republic of Congo. XRF results from the core have shown some very positive numbers. Here to tell us more about it, Paul Barrett, the company's CEO. Hello, Paul.
Steph. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. So tell us about these XRF results from the latest three holes. One hole in particular, I understand, has really had some standout numbers.
Yeah, so hole 33, which is, this is the kind of, it seems like the sweet spot in Kalai is in the northern half of the prospect. So 25, which had a big 11 meters at about 3.5%, was a very good intercept. But this is even wider, should we say. So 33 was drilled under a couple of holes that really had only a few meters of fairly pretty high grade. But so this has come in quite encouraging. We've put a cross section on the RNS just to kind of illustrate that and how similar that is to what's been seen down at Mpama in terms of the that almost in a way a sudden increase as you go in at depth in widths in terms of tin mineralization. So I think that's where we're hitting it there, and it's about 150 meters. So it's not an unreasonable depth, should we say? But we're following up with a near vertical hole underneath that to assess how it goes down, maybe another 50, 75 meters deeper.
So tell us a little bit then about the broader implications. You've been drilling for a little while and you've got a bit more to do, but obviously it's not an open-ended program. So how does this program sort of shape out in the coming months?
Well, the program was for around about 2,000 meters of drilling. We've achieved 2,700, I believe, at the moment. So we're well ahead of expectation there. And as you say, it's not open-ended. I mean, the whole idea is basically to get these intercepts, get the assays done, and update the mineral resource. And the assays do take time to come through, and so therefore we're having to catch up. So we're 34 will be our last hole in this campaign, and then we shall assess that with the assays and come back. Everything, the camp will still stay in situ and everything will be on a holding pattern. So it'd be pretty straightforward to come back and commence drilling once we know what our resources look like and what our next steps are. Of course, we've got Montagoma as well. So that's, again, for the next phase. But this will be a catch-up. In the next couple of months, we'll have assays coming through, and then we'll have the resource update. So it won't be as though we're doing nothing. We are actually, basically assessing what we've got in the drilling campaign, what we've achieved.
And the early signs are looking good, aren't they, Paul? You mentioned Mpama a moment ago. That's the famous high-grade tin mine that's just 8 kilometres away from where you're at work. And the indications seem to be that the geology that you're encountering is showing signs of similarity to what they've got over there.
It is. I mean, it always was similar. It's a matter of scale. And so we see the tin mineralization in these quartz rich veins within a chloritized metamorphic sequence, which is very similar to what Mpama has. And then we didn't know really whether the couple of meters here and there in the shallow section would translate to wider interceptor depth, and it clearly is doing that. As I say, we're concentrating at the moment these two, hole 25 and hole 33, are both in the northern half of Kalai. So there's still a bit of work to do in the southern half to chase that further south and further down flank. So, but for the moment, we've basically got to stop somewhere and take stock, get the assays, and see what we have in terms of volumes. But it will clearly be a significant uplift on the resource that we had in November because the widths are so much greater.
So the widths are greater and the grades are continuing to look good as well. Perhaps just give us a quick refresher, Paul, on what a good tin grade is and then, set that against what you've been encountering.
Sure. Well, I mean, in a way, we're biased by being next door to Alphamin, which is the highest tin grey mine in the world, and therefore, our expectations are set very, very, very high. Worldwide, 1% is an extremely good tin grade. A lot of the Chinese, a lot of the larger scale mines around the world are running on much less than that. The Cornish tin is probably getting, a couple of percent. So between 1 and 2 is really world-class grade, and anything above that is icing on the cake, and you're in alpha mint territory. So we see, in terms of the overall average, probably within that 1 to 2% at the moment, but there are some really good high-grade spikes, which, if we can chase down into these deeper intercepts. I mean, in this particular 20-meter intercept, there are 3 zones of a lot higher grade. So it's a matter of how these evolve as you go deeper. Do they get thicker within the same package, or does the whole package increase? So still a few questions, but good questions to answer, I think.
Indeed, very encouraging stuff overall. So, perhaps to close us out, you've mentioned some of the activities that you guys are going to be undertaking in the next few months. What will the actual news flow look like?
So very short term, we'll put out 34, and we will, I guess, maybe take a couple of weeks to do a little bit of a review of what we've found, maybe a more of a technical update in terms of an RNS in the next couple of weeks. Samples are on their way to ALS, so as assays come out, we will report them, and that will take us through probably till May. MSA will be primed with the Micromine model. They've already got the model worked from the last evaluation, so it's a relatively simple process to plug in the numbers and redo the figures. So I think we'll see that towards the end of May, perhaps early June. I know these things can take a lot longer because they're out of your control, but that's my expectation. We'll be doing a bit of field work in Canada and on the other side during summer, and see where we get to after that, but that won't deflect any manpower or significant resources at all. It's very early stage, so, but interesting nonetheless, and I think that play for the future is quite interesting for the company.
Yep, we'll watch with interest. For now, though, thanks for joining us, Paul.
Thank you, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.